windows basically work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people who were here before, as you can see, really let things go to pot. And we're just, as I said, we're slowly done trying to do the work. And you can't, some of the areas of the house are really rather difficult. It would be hard to believe what they did.
Well, actually,
and that's me and Marion Horton, an old corner plant shop.
Got a flat barnish on.
Well,
and this is solid oak flooring.
Right.
You can sand it, refinish it many, many times. The stuff that they got laminated now, I don't know whether it lasts two, three sandings or not.
The two rooms in the house that were probably the best preserved when we got here were this one and the dining room. Have you been in the dining room?
No,
it's a masterpiece.
And see, we still haven't gotten all the nails. They just had nails everywhere. And we don't want to pull them out ourselves. One of the men was doing the work to pull them out because, you know, he could do it without them.
But they still basically have not destroyed this room.
Well, we've got cigarette burns and all the carpeting. Under this carpeting, is it just so flooring? My heart was flooring. Do you have a
carpet? I think it's concrete.
Concrete? Ashley, please do not do that inside, sweetheart. Who was on the telephone going?
It was I'm from Miss Susie.
Oh, for you, okay.
It's like this go way back there.
Right.
Things have changed over the years, haven't
they?
Okay.
Right.
I have to tell you, I was at a meeting the other day, and one of the guys said that he had been very interested and puzzled by, you know, many of the happenings in the last 10 years or so. And he was talking to some guy who had been involved with social history and what have you. And he said, well, you know, what do you think about the last 10 years or so? And he said, well, I think that when recorded history is finally put down 100, 200 years from now, that this period for the last 10 years or so will be seen as a bizarre blip.
It could be.
What really struck me.
Hope. Hope. Well, and I'm Carrie Nell, double name. But anyway, Hope, the woman who lived here had very, very good taste. It was just sad because she was alcoholic and psychotic.
She put beautiful
stuff
around me.
Yeah, I think it's one of rows of pine.
Do you?
The knots. White pine. Appalachian pine,
right,
and all this in California.
Right. Well, where are you? Oh, yeah, we know. We put neighbors of code.
This area, of course.
Actually,
this
area. Our table's going to be delivered Friday. We bought an old table to go in here. But this room was just a total wreck. We just cannot believe what it looked like when we moved in.
That's why the dining room was.
Well, another day, isn't
it? Well, it's bad enough.
That's why
people made over $25,000 a year.
I want to see that.
Called this a butler's pantry.
Right. And they made it into the utility room and stopped it. You know, you had the clothes shoe here and they stopped it.
Those were the days when you could have a family and they'd live in.
Right.
I don't know what you're going to do with those three rooms out there. But
well, now we have a young girl who is living in our family.
Well, that's
so
fine.
Did they remodel the kitchen?
Yes, they
did. Yeah. The bricks down.
I don't remember that.
They tore up the ovens. We got to do something with this before Saturday.
A good old meat block.
Right.
They had a beautiful refrigerator that was custom built to match the kitchen with the wooden doors and all. Mm-hmm. And the woman decided, she just called me out of the blue one day, and she said, I've decided you're not a Christian. And she sold her refrigerator to somebody else for $80. Can you imagine a humongous custom-built refrigerator?
No, we had all sorts of legal tangles to work
on. Oh, boy, it was just terrible. And our attorney said the best thing is just get rid of them. You know, don't try to press mm-hmm. anything, just get rid of them. And so, got a little trimming to do on the plant.
Yeah, I think there's a room closet.
Right. Mr. Wise, one of the things that I have not known or been able in my own mind to determine, what was that? the little area under the magnolia tree.
With the...
Was that, did you design that?
I have not the slightest idea.
I don't either, unless it was a small area with, you know, a very small table or something, with one or two chairs.
At Monroe Landscape and Nursery Company, did the landscaping.
Monroe?
Monroe.
Monroe.
Monroe Drive.
Oh, yes.
Now, the kitchen has been completely remodeled, because nowadays, your kitchen cabinets are millwork, and what you got is a faceplate and the doors, and carpenters put them together on the job. There weren't such things as
prefabs.
What's that for us?
But this is, I think, the original.
Is this the original floor?
No.
This was added, I think, after the oil planes crash, a couple bought the house and redid it, and these floors came from a house that was torn down in Savannah, these bricks.
Oh, that safe down there.
And free the toilets,
Safe.
Did you put the safe in?
Not that I remember.
So, watch this, have your children, let Ms. Wise down first.
That's all right, go ahead, get them. No, I did, well, I did a house once upon a time for a very wealthy Negro, and he was in the bug racket. And we built a vault. And when he came down and paid his last bill... When he came down and paid his last bill for the house, he brought $10,000 in a shoebox.
Oh, no word. Well, now, you didn't put this vault in right here? We don't have the combination to...
It sure looks like part of the original house.
It sure does. And it has some...
Maybe. I don't know why they put a vault door there.
Right.
This is a two-hour door.
A two-hour door.
Yeah.
What does that mean, if please?
Well, it means fire-resistant door.
For 2 hours?
For 2 hours. Mm-hmm. What's the manufacturer's name?
Melnick.
Is that right?
Yep.
I hope they have a branch unit that says Toledo, Ohio. So, and see,
Diebold.
Okay. You just can't imagine, when we moved in, Mr. Wise, this was just crammed full of junk. Four washing machines, four dryers, just awful. This furnace is not working right now, and it heats the dining room and the kitchen, but we find that, at least for this one, when we open the stair door here, there's so much heat comes out that it seems to keep those rooms reasonably warm, you know.
I don't believe these are
furnaces.
No, they've been in here. I think they were put in here.
Mr. Wise, did you put in the fire alarm system, or was that added?
That must have been added.
Mm-hmm. See, there's one of the
Mr. Wise, see
the
this
devices
door? Right up over. See this door? This is where all the upstairs doors were done, bashed in. This particular one was done by when the woman was drunk and was chasing her son and his girlfriend. She was going at one side with an axe, and he was going at the other side with a crowbar.
What became of her?
She's in Marietta. Unfortunately, she didn't move far enough away. She's still a case called for attorney about something.
It's sad. But I was disappointed. No, I'm saying, well, I got angry when she gave me so much trouble, but I was scared to leave for Europe. It's on my children, yeah, I didn't know what I was going to do, particularly her sons, because they're very vengeful, very much so. But anyway, we just loaded in back in shape. There's, I'm unaware, two big furnaces, because furnaces in those days used to be pretty big. There were sunbeam, cast iron furnaces with blowers.
What kind of heat?
Fired.
Gas?
Sunbeam. Which was a branch of American Radio and Sanitary at that time. And of course, air conditioning was impossible in those days. Package
We haven't put it in yet, so.
But I do remember that we had two furnaces, one for the second floor, I think, and one for the first floor. I believe that's where the duct work is. So when I went in the Army in 42, I stored my records in the basement of the building where I had them stored, and it flooded.
Oh, my God.
So I had the records.
Just lost.
Really? Because I know this.
I was gone for 4 years.
One architect friend of ours was telling us with a house like this that he was sure you were so proud of that you had kept your plans, you know?
Well, they were stored at 161 Spring Street.
Yes.
Ooh, I smell it this one thing too.
Yeah, it's bigger than I remember.
Yeah. Mr. Wise, my son says he should sure you have some secret passages in here. Would you please tell him you don't so he'll quit looking?
He designed the Fulton County Jail, and then he built us a little getaway spot while you're at it.
I think this room is probably also.
What did you say about this now? We haven't done anything to this yet. We've got a lot to do.
It was the original place.
Well, the toilet seat we found in the attic, they were still up there, but. Well, you can see this changed picture. But anyway, we want to put a stained glass window there, but we just haven't done it. So that's just going to take time. And we've got to change.
Well, I think they changed this room around, too.
This was an Oriental room, we were told, and then it made it to.
Yeah, but it was made out of glass. Glass block.
Well, now somebody told us.
Right.
Glass roof. And it was curved.
Somebody told us that they came here as a little girl and that this was an Oriental room. And did you build it as an Oriental room or did somebody in between?
No, and it was called very modern these days.
And then they redid. Now, we've not painted this or anything. We've got to paint it and stain it.
Did they change the fireplace? Or did it used to have the same wood?
No, I think it's the same fireplace.
It almost would have to be the fireplace kind because the chimney.
But I think wood framing around it has been added.
Now, the fireplace has a gas lighter. Did it have a gas lighter in it?
No. We didn't have those in no days.
They had kindling then.
That's right.
That's what I told
you. Still pretty gay.
Right.
Then my chef, Toby, is kindling. The library is sort of my favorite room is the library. I wonder what to do. It was an awful shape. It was so terrible.
I got a bad
one.
Maybe he designed some thin balls during prohibition.
Are you
Mr. Cummings, the man who's working for us, Mr. Cummings, the man who's done the work, who was doing the work for us, brought this room back. This is the one he spent the most time on, but it was really destroyed in the sense that all the paint was peeling off.
And it was the color of this that had been painted.
Everything was dead.
We're going to leave this rug. Mm-hmm. This is a nice rug, but of course this is not what we would have in. We're going to put an Oriental, but it was filled with cigarette burns, and he was able to get the burns out of it.
None of the medallions could really be seen because there was no relief.
It was painted in color. And he's going to do a lot more. He's going to make one of these to go in each one of the panels on the bottom and all. And he's going to do some. He's got to paint inside the dental molding and everything. But it was. This room was just unbelievably bad.
Does this look like the one that you built?
Yeah.
You did the fireplace and all this. Yeah, where did you get this kind of? Where did you get this kind of work done?
A man named Steinichen, or whatever his name was, he used to